Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, we always start in the show with little victories. And since it's dark outside now when we come to work, I've got to find the positive in the day. I have got to find it.
Eric, spin it.
The positive is...
Look around. Find it. Find it.
I have a working iPhone.
Yeah.
That's a positive. What? Somebody out there has a broken one or a cracked screen and needs to go get it fixed, and I don't.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Is
it cracked? No. Is it charged?
Yes.
Good.
47% works for me.
Hey, that's almost 50%.
And you know what else? The other little victory is I have a charger right here.
Go
even
ahead.
Better.
Juice that bad boy up right now.
Little victories is about finding something positive, even in the little things.
I know
so
that's
there you
right.
go. I have a phone that's working and charged up.
Even though the building won't let it work properly, the phone
you
itself.
You had to bring it down.
What?
Didn't
what?
You?
No. The spin is. It at least works when you need it to.
Thank you. Damn it, TZ. What's your little victory? Unbelievable.
I'm super sore today. I'm big sore.
In
like,
a good way?
My whole body sore in a good way, a bad way, an all-around way. I double booked myself. I went to the gym, and I also had PT yesterday.
Oh, impressive. Good job.
Not impressive, because today sucks.
<Aww. laughs>
But I learned a lot of new things about myself, like the fact that I don't walk properly.
Oh.
And I haven't been walking properly.
What's wrong with your walk?
I got a little hitch in my get-up.
Hitching your get up, what does that mean?
I'm extending and locking my leg out, and it's almost like a preventative measure from having had surgery back in May from the osteochondral allograft.
Oh, you're walking weird after the surgery.
I was probably walking weird before to like overcompensate, but now after the surgery, my body mechanics ain't completely there, and PT let me know that. Little victory.
That was your swag, your pimp walk.
Mm-mm.
No, it was just a coincidence from the surgery.
Coincidentally,
Damn.
Looks cool. I gotta stop doing that.
Little victory. Because I do that and I didn't have surgery.
Mm-mm. Nope, we gotta stop doing that.
Oh no.
Little victories. Now we know
now
how to walk better.
Now you know and you can fix it.
That part.
We know better, we do better.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Little victories.
103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning. It's
Buenos.
Allie and DZ.
Dia.
Hey.
Wepa.
I like that Buenos Dias. That was nice today. Buenos
little
Dias.
Growl in it.
No. Rawr.
Just felt different. Hit different, didn't it?
It is Thursday. Bam. Actually, it is Thursday, September 11th.
Ooh.
Let's not forget what a day this is.
That's
because
right.
It has been, oh my gosh.
24 years
since September 11th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lifetimes.
Wow. I mean, to
Two
the point,
have.
My kids don't know much about it.
Mine don't know anything at all.
They have to learn in history and from what I tell them.
My child, who's in school, might bring something home today for the first time ever.
May.
4K.
I don't even know if they talk to him in 4K about it yet.
I don't know. I don't know. This is my first time in 4K.
I feel like now it's just in history.
Right. It is. No, it is.
Or social studies, kids learn it, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if they would talk about it anymore at this point. But it is September 11th, and we always say never forget since that happened, since everything went down at the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon. A lot of people alive don't even remember it. Mm. That's what's wild when you think about my niece, who is in college now. She lives in New York City and thought that 9/11 happened only in D.C. I mean, that's where we have to remember. So much time has passed.
My little sister was born 6 days later. My little sister, who's 24, on the 17th.
Angie was so your mom was pregnant on September 11th, and then she had Angie right after.
Due date was like the 12th or something like that. And, you know, obviously she didn't go into labor for a few days later. But Angie, my little sister, doesn't know a world with the World Trade Center, with the Twin Towers in it. Like, I'm like, whoa.
And
what?
How old's Angie now?
23, turning 24.
No memory of the life. Oh, my
goodness.
She
was born 6 days later. She doesn't know a world with it, right? Yeah. Like, and she was a baby. So for her, that's only history, even though she was born in that year.
Isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it is September 11th, so, you know, that has to come up at some point during the day, but it is wild how many people, how much time has passed, and people, it becomes history, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to get into the question of the day, and then later in the show today, we still have those Fright Fest tickets. We're sending people to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America, a four-pack, baby.
Spooky season, y'all.
It is spooky season, but we got to get into the question of the day. All right, you ready?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, this came up because I was telling DZ that I keep seeing the police department in my city post that cars are getting broken into. But every time they post about it, they go, but they're only breaking into the open cars. They're not even touching the locked ones. They're checking the door and they're moving on.
Bye.
If it's locked, they don't touch it. If it's unlocked, they break in. So I don't know how many
they open the door.
They did. But I don't know how many times we have to have this discussion where we talk about, do you lock your car in 2025? I lock my car everywhere.
Yeah.
When I was dating a guy who lived in the country, I locked my car. He's like, got everything open from the front door to his truck. And I'm like, I'm still locking everything. I don't know why we're sitting here with doors open. I don't care where you live. What is it with people who don't lock? Do you lock your cars is the question of the day. And why not if you don't? What is wrong with you Midwest nice people?
There's a certain comfort that comes with being able to leave your car unlocked that I just do not have.
I don't understand.
Never have. Bro, I lock my car in the garage.
I feel like it's just street smartness. Oh, you do it in the garage, too.
Do you not lock your car in the garage?
I did when I lived downtown, obviously, because there, even though it was secure, there was a lot of cars in the garage. I would lock my car for sure in that garage. But I don't really, there's nothing in my car, in my garage.
That's not the point.
I guess, yeah.
I lock my car everywhere.
In your garage.
I'm the guy that's going.
You have a detached garage, though.
Oh, yeah, true, detached garage.
I have an attached garage. Doesn't make it any better, but it does. It feels closer to me. I don't know why.
It's closer to you. Right, exactly. If they get in that garage, they're closer to your house. If they're in your car, bro, what? No, personally, you lock it everywhere. I'm the guy that goes, beep. Wait, did I lock it? Beep, beep. One more time, beep. And for good measure, beep, 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 beep.
Okay, now you're just OCD. Now you're just getting crazy over here.
OCDZ.
Let's go to the phones. You know what? We'll start with line one this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Buenos dias. It's good OG.
Buenos dias, Lori. Good morning. By Timmerman Airport in Brown Deer.
Got to get a song right.
This must be Danielle. She said, out in Newburgh, we don't lock things. You should.
Newburgh is different.
You're not safe. I don't know why you think you are.
And why are you comfortable just leaving everything unlocked? We made the mistake once at our last spot in Bayview. And sure enough, the night that was unlocked in our alley, somebody rummaged through our stuff.
Well, I know Lori doesn't mess around. Lori's lived enough life to know to lock her car, surely.
OG.
Right, Lori?
OG.
You know what? I lock my car doors when I am pumping gas.
Thank you. Okay. There, good girl. Okay, I knew it. I knew Lori had lived enough life. She knew what was up.
Further than me, but honest I feel
God,
you, though.
Well,
I mean, literally, somebody got carjacked
while pumping gas.
At a gas station across the street from my from my house.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I do the same thing. I actually take my key now as well, even when I'm in nice neighborhoods. And I'm like, I'm not leaving my car with a key in it. I don't care if I'm standing next to it. Somebody could jump in.
You shouldn't be pumping gas with the car on anyway. Just saying
well,
that.
No, not on. Just door
open. I'm just saying. Some
right,
people do.
Because
some
you know, most people just leave them in the ignition. Yep. You know, turn the car off, but leave them
sure,
in the
ignition. Sure, sure.
Nope.
No.
No,
no, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I support
only,
that.
The only time I don't lock my car doors is when the babies are in the car.
Fair enough. Okay, that's different. Well, and you're also still close by.
Nobody's opening them car doors with two big wolves in them.
All right, Lori. Well, you know we're on the same page as you. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you, too.
Much love. Bye.
Daryl in Racine texted in. He said, I lock my car wherever I go. The one time I left it unlocked, someone stole my iPad Touch. Yeah, if I had an iPad Touch in my car, I would lock it no matter where I was. That's the thing.
Bring the iPad with me. It's portable.
Honestly. All right, 414-533-1037. Do you lock your car? Is that what we're talking about? And we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Do you lock your car doors or are you a weirdo?
I'm a door lockian, bro. I'm a loctician.
Raina from Germantown texted into 414-533-1037 said, I used to always lock my car doors, but now I do not lock them because I don't keep valuables in there after having to pay for a window or two.
Okay.
See, that's where it gets hard.
You're one of them.
If they want in bad enough, they'll get in regardless. So try the handle first. See, you're going against what I was saying. My city, they're saying they're only touching the cars that are open right now.
Yeah.
They're not touching anything that's not open.
It's a catch-22 because given anywhere.
What a real cowardly way to steal.
You pull up and I mean, the window's not open, but you know, the car door is easy.
Are you
easy.
Afraid to break one?
But
what you got?
If you don't wrap that t-shirt around your hand.
Oh, tough guy. You only hit the ones that are open, huh? Okay.
Soft.
Okay, you're soft. You're soft. A soft thief. That's what I say about you.
You're not a softy. A soft thief.
No, but seriously, let's go to the phones. And you know what? We'll start with Karen, our girl in Tishigan. I was just thinking about her yesterday because we were talking about a woman named Karen.
Awesome. This Karen?
Our Karen. The only Karen we love. Not the one on Facebook. Light me up.
There's cool Karens out there, but she's the coolest.
Karen's my favorite Karen. Hi, Karen.
What up?
Hey, Weppa.
See? She's so sweet.
And she used it the right way.
She's such a sweetie. All right, Karen, do you lock your car door in Tishigan way out there in the boonies?
They might not. It's
okay.
Tishigan.
Tell the truth.
It's Tishigan.
I never lock my car doors.
Damn it, Karen.
I don't even know where Tishigan is.
It's out by Waterford. It's in the middle of nowhere, dude. But anyway, go on.
I mean,
too far.
I don't have anything of value in my car. Now, if I'm bringing home my work computer and I have to stop somewhere, then I'll lock it.
Okay.
But if there's nothing of value in here, I'd rather them just open the door and find out for themselves.
And not take and not break the window. See, DZ, get on 43 South, past Muskego, past, you know, Big Bend.
Keep going.
Just keep going.
It's right past Big Bend.
You'll hit Tishigan.
I live right
eventually.
Over the border. Yep.
Oh, so it's smaller than, is it littler than Big Bend?
If that's possible.
Oh, it's small. It's tiny. Small. Yeah. You don't, if you blink, you've gone past it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So, okay. Yeah. So that's fair. So she's doing the, well, there's nothing in it. I don't lock
might as well
it,
leave
but there's
it open.
Nothing in it. Because she's afraid. A lot of people are afraid of the window being broken.
And I get it. A window getting replaced, I mean, time and time again, the cost starts to add up. It's not cheap. It really isn't.
Yeah.
At least $200 usually, if not more. So I understand, but just lock your car to begin with.
So wait, Karen, when you drive into New Berlin to work, do you lock your car there?
No.
Come on!
Because there's nothing in the car that's worth stealing.
Okay.
Has your car been gone through that you know of?
I wouldn't be able to tell because there's nothing in it.
She said it looks like a new car,
my
no matter
sunglasses.
Who's in it.
It does. It was
and
my
the sunglasses are from
my,
the dollar store, probably like me. And you're like, who cares?
Well, yeah,
Walgreens
exactly.
Or something. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
They're not Ray-Bans. Let's be real.
No,
they're
no.
Fay-Bans.
No, man. No.
No, Fay-Bans. Karen, we love you so much,
right,
darling. Thanks for calling, man.
I love
we miss you.
What?
I love you more.
I love you more. Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm looking at all our texts right now. Shoop texted in. He said, I lock my car everywhere just like DZ several times. My wife is the complete opposite, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, I don't know what that tick is. It's not like we grew up getting our cars broken into. I mean, it's happened a few times from my childhood now, but it's just like a oop, boop, 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 boop.
Stephanie in Beaver Dam texted in and said, my dad left his keys in the car at work in a fenced-in, gated work parking lot, and someone ditched a car and stole his. Honestly, why would you leave your keys in your car? I don't care if it's at a lock. I wouldn't do that in my garage.
But honestly, though, period.
I don't care if it was a fenced in. Leaving your keys in your car.
That's an invitation. No, that's an invitation.
Why ever?
I might have to take that invitation. I'm like, ooh, that's
I don't understand. It's like a free for
playing.
All.
Let me stop playing.
Fine. Let's go to Danny in Oak Creek next. Got his own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Stephanie, your dad triggered me. Anyway, hey, Danny.
Yo, yo.
What up, Papa?
What up?
I'm locking it up like it's prom night.
Woo!
You were right. You were right.
We were off the air.
I got two fists and a foot, and it's called St. Luke's Freighter and Flight for Life.
So try me. Try me, son.
Off the air, DZ said, I wonder which way Danny goes. I wonder if he's a locker. I said, he's got to be a locker. He goes too many places. Mm-hmm. He travels. He's too worldly to not lock his car. Well, no offense to the people that don't, but you either know or you don't,
And
man.
With his work history, he's like, listen, I know what to do. And I was thinking, he can handle business regardless, so he might live freely and go, try me. Try me.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. I'm just like you. It's locked up in the locked garage, too.
Yeah. You guys are a step farther.
I don't even have chewing gum you could steal.
No, I got gum you could steal in the car. That's valuable to me,
Gum's
okay?
Gum's not cheap anymore, okay? In fairness.
Oh, now I know. Now I know.
Hey, leave me alone, Danny.
It's locked. We know because DZ went boop, 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 boop.
Hey, where are my keys? Through a window. Unlock that real quick.
Where are my keys, bro? Hold on. Let me lock these on right now.
Go make sure it's locked right now.
Do you mind? I'm about to.
He's twitching. I wish you could see his neck right now.
I need to go lock my car. I know it's locked, but I just got that urge.
Oh, God. All right. Bye, Danny. Love you.
Bye.
Later, man. Love.
Somebody texted in and said, my dad never locks his doors. His theory is if you don't lock your doors, they won't break your windows. I feel like that's old school now,
yeah,
guys.
That's old school.
Hey, we're past that now. Fine. Last but not least, Teddy's in Muskego.
Oh, snap.
Teddy.
This guy. Good morning.
Teddy. Sophia in Ocon texted in and said, I joined late, so I don't know if this was said, but I worry about my car being hotwired. Come on.
You the old zit.
Come on, you guys. Oh, boy. TZ.
Kia boys don't do that no more.
They don't hotwire your car. What the hell?
It's a lot easier to take it now.
It's not that, you guys.
Even Teddy knows.
You're so small town. I love you, Oconomowoc, but you're so small town, you think we're still hot wiring.
The green wire and the red wire.
We don't do that anymore.
You two tap it and then
we're past that. Vroom, 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 vroom. I love you guys so much.
Teddy.
Oh, my God. Okay, Teddy. Yes.
I lock it more now.
Now he's scared to say
but
he doesn't lock
usually
it.
It's unlocked.
Tell the truth.
Don't lie. Don't lie. Keep it a buck.
It's locked overnight. Sometimes.
See, no, they're afraid to tell us because we judge people who don't lock their cars, so they're afraid to come into this piranha situation.
I just don't want anyone going in my car because it wouldn't be a good day for them.
Ah! Heard. Well, then keep locking your car.
Yeah, just please lock it, Teddy. Thank you.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, we finally get an update on baby Sammy, who's not a baby anymore. He's 4 and he's in 4K.
Boy.
But last week, was it last week? Or is this the second week of school? It is.
Yeah, second week of school.
I have a calendar right in front of me and I'm asking you this. I'm like, oh, wait, how long have we been in?
Yes, it is.
We got a big calendar in our studio finally. Our boss bought us one, Harder Pants bought us one. And it's supposed to help us stay more organized because we all know how DZ and I are fly off the rails.
It hasn't helped yet, but it's going.
It's going to. I'm looking at it right now going,
It just did help. It just helped.
Second week of school. Okay. Yep. So you had to put Sammy on the bus. He's in 4K. We had a whole ordeal last week.
Yep.
You thought the bus didn't show up. You drove him on the first day. It turned out the bus was over 30 minutes late.
Just mad late. Mad late.
Okay, so what's going on now and what's the problem? What's the update? I need to know what's going on with my nephew.
I got you. Let me explain and also let me ask for some help because, bruh. So the bus has been fine, right?
Okay.
It's been a little bit late here, there. They're still working out their kinks.
We're past that.
I'd be more worried about how he's behaving on the bus because it's the first year, right?
Thanks for mentioning that.
Oh, no.
Actually, because that's exactly the problem. The past couple days, this little boy has been coming home talking about I've been bad on the bus. And we're like, what?
No.
And we appreciate that he's self-admitting. He's like, Mom, Dad, Mama, Papa, me porté mal en el bus. I didn't behave on the bus.
Oh, no.
And he gets all sad about it, and we're like, oh, well.
Because he knows he's in trouble or what? He's giving you the cute face?
He's trying to give us the cute face, but also telling us, you're admitting, hey, I was bad on the bus, when before we hadn't known. And he's going, I was bad on the bus, but he hasn't been able to tell us. Yesterday, we're sitting there. Again, he goes, I was bad on the bus. Now this is day three of him saying he's been bad on the bus.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you mean by that? We haven't been told anything. We've been picking you up from the bus. You've been fine. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And every time he starts to get a little nervous and he can't actually explain it. And we're like, are you jumping over the seats? No. Are you jumping under the seats? No. Are you yelling? Are you hitting people? Are you throwing stuff?
No.
Then you're behaving on the bus, Poppy.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down? Yes. You're behaving on the bus.
Okay.
Until we get an email.
Oh, I was just, dude, you're going to die because I have something to tell you. Go
late
on.
Late last night.
Oh, no. Go on.
From the teacher.
Go on.
Talking about, if you don't mind, could you guys talk to Sammy about taking all of his belongings out of his backpack?
Oh, he's getting on the bus and just starting a play area.
He's getting on the bus and going like, I'm going to unpack here.
I'm just going to do.
And then getting to school and carrying everything in his hands.
No way.
Doing the same thing in the afternoon. And now the bus driver or bus aides are having to help this man get all of his things back into his backpack. So we're like, this is what you meant you're misbehaving.
I have a confession.
What?
Hudson.
What?
Who's 12 now, my son, when he was in 4K, got in so much trouble on the bus. I'm not kidding. Like, I wish I could get his dad on the phone. His dad would never come on the air, but I need to call him when we go to break and be like, what was the story? Hudson used to ride the bus in 4K to his dad's house, not to my house, and he got in so much trouble, he almost got kicked off the bus. I'm not kidding.
And that's what we're worried about.
I dealt with this, and I'm trying to remember how we corrected it. It was an issue. He just did not follow the damn rules, no matter what we did, no matter what they said, no matter if they put him in trouble. He was in 4K. We could not get the damn kid to behave. I'm telling you, I can relate to this so hard.
And right now, thankfully, this little man,
what he was doing. I think he was standing up, and he wouldn't sit down. It was like one thing after another.
And that's what we were worried about. We were like, listen, it's a safety thing if you're moving, if you're playing. Like, you can't, it's a car, Poppy. It's like a car. And he's like, nope, I'm not doing any of that. Anything that we brought up, he was like, no. Lo and behold, he's taking everything out of his backpack when he's on the bus. Everything.
Lunchbox, folders. This cannot be the first parent. After considering I went through this in 4K with Hudson and you're going through this, we cannot be the first people to go through this with kids on the bus.
How you get him to act right on the bus? Because right now we're just like, listen, dude, you have to keep everything together.
So wait, when you told him that, what did he say?
He was just like, okay. Not looking at me. I'm like, eyes, please. You have to keep everything in your backpack. And he's like, all right. He doesn't have a padlock on his backpack. He's still fully accessible to take everything out of there. How do you stop your kid from taking everything out of his backpack? He's on the bus tripping, bro. He's not even being a bad kid. He's just being too comfy.
Yeah, this is how we learn in life. You know, it's his first year in school. I'm not saying he's supposed to act up, but this is how we learn. There's consequences, but I don't know how that's going to pan out.
And
you know?
He knew that he was being bad enough to warrant being talked to. Somebody's clearly telling him he shouldn't be doing this because he had the wherewithal to come home and say, I've been being bad. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? 414-533-1037. Help DZ. What is he supposed to do?
He's taking everything out of his backpack on the bus in the morning and in the afternoon.
So he's organizing. Let the guy live.
Yeah, he's doing homework on the bus.
Sammy, you're perfect, okay?
TT Alley, stop. I need genuine help, dog.
We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, DZ's son is in 4K, little Sammy. He's perfect.
Stop it. Stop
it. He's perfect. And he is causing problems on the bus, like a lot of 4Kers.
So perfect.
And you're triggering memories when Hudson pulled the same stuff in 4K, and we constantly were getting calls that he was causing problems on the bus. You're triggering a memory, a core memory.
We don't want this to be the first of many, so we're trying to nip it in the bud or whatever the saying is or whatever. But we gotta teach him. Stop.
You know what?
Today's going to be an interesting day.
It is going to be an interesting day because Melissa in Kenosha called, and she hasn't called in so long we almost forget her theme song, but I know it's
Melissa.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Talk about a song I forgot existed till she calls in.
I forgot the Biebs had this version too.
Hey, Melissa.
She said sorry.
Hey.
Buenos dias.
Hey.
And please help DZ. God, what is he supposed to do about his 4K-er?
Ask the teacher to see if the bus driver can put it up by her for right now and let him gradually get it back.
The kid or the backpack?
Yeah.
Which one?
The backpack. So he gets the both.
Well, both, you know.
So he gets on the bus, hands the backpack off. See, I don't hate that.
The bus driver doesn't want to deal with some kid's backpack. They got enough problems.
But honestly, they do. I'm a special ed teacher, and a lot of our special ed friends cannot have the backpack near them, so they'll keep it kind of.
Melissa, they get assistance because it's special ed, they should have assistance. Sammy does not have an aid.
He's brand new to the bus.
4K.
My daughter who's in kindergarten, he had to do the same thing with her.
Okay.
The same thing.
Okay.
And then by the end of the year, she had her backpack.
Oh.
Cool. Okay, so slowly.
So you've been through this.
Literally.
Oh.
Yeah? You've been through this? Are you okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
you good?
You okay?
Oh.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I work, in the woods.
Okay. What just happened?
So it goes on and off.
What goes on and off?
Oh, your service?
My service.
Okay.
Oh, you scared me.
All I heard was,
Melissa, I thought something happened to you, and I was about to be so distraught on the air.
I know what just happened, but you made me nervous.
No, I hate when my phone does it. It, hits it as soon as I hit my school, and I'm like,
Okay. All right. Well,
talking about the woods, saying, we thought you got hurt, girl.
You know what? Thanks for calling.
No.
We appreciate you.
You went through this. You had the driver hold the backpack. That is an option for DZ. We appreciate you, Melissa. Thanks for calling.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Good to hear from you.
I'm so worried there.
That made me nervous. Not for real,
Nervous too, man. She scared me. Jen and Racine texted in to 414-533-1037 and said, give him one thing to hold on the bus. Wasn't that the backpack?
See, that was the one thing to hold on the bus and leave everything in it. He's already trying to sneak towards the school, so we've gotten ahead of that and curbed it and let him know you can't bring stuff.
Mm.
Now we need to curb on taking everything out.
Megan in Waukesha feels your pain. She has a child in 4K.
Morning, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, Allie. Gavin, say hi. Say hi, guys.
Hi, Gavin.
No.
Gavin said, y'all about to talk trash about me.
Forget y'all.
He's
like, my mom doesn't let me ride the bus. Man. She drives me every day. This is messed up.
He said, I'm on Sammy's side. Why can't we take our stuff out? Huh? Forget y'all ain't saying hi. No. I respect it, Gavin. I ain't gonna hate on you.
Hi, honey.
Aww.
Say hi. Oh, you're being sassy.
He really stood on business. Hey,
sir. Kids don't listen when we ask them to do stuff on demand, Megan. It's only when we don't want
to. He'll say hi after you hang up.
Yeah, seriously. So he'll be very outgoing. Megan, what is your advice for DZ since you have a kid in 4K?
So even though my child does not ride the bus, I would say maybe have him. Does he sit towards the front of the bus? Maybe?
Usually the smaller kids do have to sit towards the front.
Do they do that?
Keep a better eye on them.
They should.
Yeah, because maybe have him sit towards the front and maybe just have the driver kind of keep an eye on them here and there. Otherwise, the teacher, because my son, he's in special education too. I do like the idea of the backpack, but I know that's hard with the bus driver, especially if there's a bunch of kids.
Putting it on them.
So maybe just have him sit in the front, just keep an eye on him, and then be like, hey, Sammy, keep your stuff in your bag.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Mandy in Lake Geneva texted in, and she said, I'm a 4K teacher and a former bus driver. driver. Melissa is right from Kenosha, who called in before. She said the bus driver can put the backpack either on the seat right behind her or on the first seat and the other row on the blah, blah, blah. Sammy can, or you know, earn the backpack back, because if he wants it, then he will do what he needs to do to keep it with him. Because I was worried, well, sure, but then is he going to get off without the bag? Like,
and
there's
that's
so
happened.
Many things you have to manage with a kid that
ding,
little.
Ding, 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 ding. Every time he's gotten off the bus, he hasn't had his backpack, and I've had to be like, hey, go get your backpack. Go get your backpack.
Every time.
So clearly something is an issue, and they're having to take the backpack from him already because he doesn't have his backpack on him.
He needs to just keep it on his back the whole time.
Stop touching it.
Yeah.
And he's a good kid. This is first problem that we're having on the bus, but we want to cut it because he could lose bus privileges.
Sure, and Hudson almost did, and I actually get mad because Hudson will get in the car with his backpack on. He's so trained now. That's what you need, Sammy.
Good to go.
And I'm like, take your backpack off and put your seatbelt on. What are you doing?
He said, nope.
It's out of habit, you know?
Yep. Nah, and we might need to just really go gung-ho on this training action.
Something.
But
all right, DZ, sorry about that.
Does it change the fact that I know the bus driver has a baby on the bus with him? He has his own baby on the bus with him. So he's already got to kind of tend to his own child on a bus route. I don't want to then now have him have to tend to my child because he won't stop taking stuff out the backpack. Mm.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
All right, Megan, we got one more caller. Thanks for calling, okay?
All right, talk to you later.
Appreciate you. Bye, Gavin.
Bye, Gavin. Once she hangs up, he's going
to be like, yep, Costa Rica.
A teacher texted in and said, teacher here, Margaret in Vernon, said, use a twist tie to lock the zipper before he gets on the bus.
And then the teacher got to cut it?
No, then you cut
school?
It when he gets home.
At school, though.
On the way home. Oh, yeah, I guess either way.
He's doing it in the morning. He's doing it at night. Tell the teacher, hey, you're going to have to cut the zip tie when he gets to school. Hey, maybe.
Try it.
I'm not talking trash because that's a solution.
He gets out of the habit of doing that. Sorry, go to Kate the Great real quick and he's Troy.
No, that really isn't bad.
It's not a bad idea. You don't have to do it forever.
But a little twist tie, like the bread bag tie, not the zip ties.
A principal in Milwaukee texted in and said, can we have an older student as a bus buddy? That's another one.
I'd have to talk to the school.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Kate the Great, last but not least. Good morning.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, people are texting in like crazy. Jen, who's a first grade teacher in Oak Creek, said, do older kids ride the bus? Can he get a buddy? Everybody's texting in a bus buddy.
Buddy system.
Yeah.
I forgot about the buddy system.
Kate, so what's your advice, quick? What do you think?
Real quick, my advice. But before I do that, I need to talk to you guys off air.
Say less.
Real quick advice. Why don't you, when he gets home from school one day, sit down and have him take everything out and figure out why he's doing it? He's got to be doing it for a reason.
He's pretty bored.
Right?
Right.
So maybe sit down with him, go through his items in his school bag, and then, you know, again, reiterate those things stay in until you get to school. But he's got to be taking it all out for a reason, not to just be.
Is he just bored?
He didn't have a reason yesterday.
He hasn't
had a reason at all.
And you asked him?
We do this when we get home. We do homework. We take everything out of our bag and look through it, make sure he didn't have an accident, maybe whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Who thinks he's just playing? Like, am I the only one who thinks he's four, so he's just playing?
Probably. But how do you stop him from playing?
I don't know. That's a great question. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. It's Allie and DZ. And last night was so fun.
Yeah.
Minus the part where I was yelling at my kids.
Oh, well, yeah, that's always the least fun part of any excursion.
Isn't parenting so fun until you're yelling at your kids in the middle of something and you're like, wow, this was going to be a nice family day. And now I'm screaming at my children.
And
oh,
geez.
And now
y'all not listening.
And now we're not having a good, now nobody's having it. Now everybody's night's ruined.
Now nobody's having a good time.
So we got invited to the media preview of China Lights at the Botanical Gardens in Hales Corners, the Boehner Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, it's Boehner or Boehner?
Boehner, whatever.
Whatever. But we couldn't go, bro.
They
yeah.
do it once a year, China Lights, and it runs for weeks. You can buy tickets, and it's just this really cool interactive art display to celebrate Chinese culture. Mm-hmm. And this year, it's like the magical forest is the theme, and you walk through, and they're all lit up.
It's magical every year.
It's so cool. And they have all these like seesaws and swings that you swing on. It's just
interactive
really
things
cool.
For the kiddos, yeah.
Yeah, music things you can play with.
Yep.
So when they invited us for the media preview last night before it opens on Friday, I was like, hell yeah.
Of course I'm gonna pull up.
But I had never taken the boys. I had always taken friends when I went. So the kids had never been.
I didn't realize that.
The kids had never been to China Light. So I was like, we're going.
Oh, I had no clue. I thought it was always like a little family excursion. No, that's a girls thing.
I know. always gone with my friends.
Heard.
I had always gone. So last night I said, you guys are coming. They're like, what is this thing? I'm like, you're going to love it.
Oh, just wait.
And they did. But the problem was they loved it too much because Hudson ran off and I lost it. Mm-hmm. Even though he's 12, I was like, you don't leave me at a public art exhibit that's gigantic. Like, what is wrong with
you? Well, you better be in my pocket.
I called him. I go, we're doing a family night. What are you doing? He's like, let me come show you the whole thing.
He got a phone.
Well, he got a phone. Of course you can just call him. I called him. I go, where the hell are you? He's like, I'm inside the exhibit. I go, get over here. Go in without us. I'm like ruining everybody's time because no, it was just a disaster. Owen's all nervous.
Two eager beavers, though. I mean, they was just excited to be there.
It was so cool. So they're
They're perfect.
No, it's, you know what? Forget you.
My nephews are perfect.
You know what? Forget
Owen
you,
and
Uncle
Hudson
Daisy.
Do nothing wrong,
now you're
son.
Spinning on me. Forget you. I hate you so much right now. No, they are good kids. But Hudson ran off and didn't care. And I was like, I wanted to do this together. Like, I wanted to hang out and go
that.
Through
I
it.
I get that.
And you ran through the whole thing without me, man. So then I got mad. And then, you know, and then I'm like, great. Everyone's walking around going, look at Allie yelling at her kids at this nice family thing.
Going, yeah, ain't that us too, though? Weren't you just yelling at one of ours? Come on now. You know that's the most relatable of China lights.
So we did. We got some Chinese food. Oh, we got some sweet and sour chicken because there's food and beverages. And just, it's a really cool thing. So we got to experience it, minus me, you know, hollering at them. And then I drove them to their dad's and they're like, oh, we're so tired. I go, you had a long day. I go, this is the second week of school.
Yep.
You're just adjusting to being back in school. And then I took you and we went on this walk, you know, through the botanical gardens and did a whole
art. It's not a small walk. No, it's a walk walk.
It's really cool.
You got to truck it. You bring a stroller if you got littles that get tired fast.
Yeah. But because you want to enjoy it and it's nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had a good time. Spray the bug spray though. That's my only advice. If you go to China Lights, I was dying.
It's still
oh,
like that?
I kept
that?
Slapping myself because of mosquitos. It was bad. And then there's
lights.
It is
through a forest. It is a garden. There's lights. It attracts them. That's genius.
Bug spray is all you need and you'll be good.
When we went last year, it was a little later in the season. So, you know, we were jacketed up. No bugs.
I've never had an issue with bugs. But this year, the mosquitoes, especially with the flooding, they've said the flooding made the mosquitoes worse because of the moisture. So we have a hot mess with mosquitoes right now. Mm-hmm. So it is worse than normal.
And the temp is still nice. So I ain't gonna dismiss it. I respect it.
No,
thank you.
100%. We need a second and then we're going to get into Am I the Jerk. I just wanted to tell you all about China Lights. So Am I the Jerk coming up next. It involves work parties. Might trigger a few of you.
Oh.
And then we have tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America right after that. Hold on. Kiss FM. My bad. It's Milwaukee's number one hit music station, baby. 103.7 Kiss FM. That's all I had to say. Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This involves not pitching in for work parties. You've had it. You're done. Enough. Stop asking me for money, basically.
Didn't I write this one in?
No, I did. No, I'm just kidding.
It sounds oddly familiar, dog.
Let them try to ask me for money for a work party. Lord. I would roll my eyes and turn the other way, but I've worked here a long time. I'm like a dinosaur, so whatever. Listen to this. Allie and DZ, every month, our work tries to get everyone together for team building and camaraderie. I'm all for a positive environment, but I also just want to go to work, do my job, and go home.
Mm-hmm.
I have a full life with friends and family, and I don't really like to mix work with my personal.
I feel that.
It's fair, right? My moral dilemma is that every month when they plan these parties, they ask everyone to pitch in. Not only do I not want to attend, I don't want to pitch in. Our job does pay for some of the things we do for team building, but I still get asked by coworkers to chip in when it's someone's birthday, work anniversary, or just because they made a big sale. I'm going to tell them I'm done pitching in when they ask again.
So they're partying for anything. It's not just birthdays, anniversary, work anniversaries, whatever.
Well, it sounds like a really positive, friendly, everyone gets along, so they're celebrating
each
other.
Yeah, they want y'all to be friends.
Which is part of how you get a positive work culture, but if you can't force someone to be in the clique, I mean, they don't want to be.
I'm getting Wolf of Wall Street, like, clicky vibes for sure. Mm-hmm. Of like, we party all the time and we do good things, yeah.
It's Sheila's birthday!
We're buying a cake! Right.
We bought a cake for John.
Right.
We gotta buy one for Sheila.
Everybody getting celebrated no matter what we doing.
Yeah, she said, am I the jerk for not pitching in for these work parties? I feel like I may get heat for this, but I don't care.
Well.
Okay, so what are we gonna name her? Because she obviously wants to be anonymous.
She wants to be anonymous.
She's not broke, so I'm not gonna name her like Broke Betty.
No. She is not a good coworker, though.
Do you think she's not a good coworker? I mean, she's saying, I try to keep my work and personal separate, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's actually the most appropriate thing.
100%.
It's actually a better, probably, if you keep them separate, because you don't have all the drama.
Your job doesn't agree, though. Your job wants you to be doing all of these
everybody
things.
Everybody to be friends, and blah, built, blah, blah.
And it's part of their culture. I don't know what she does, where she works, but I can almost guarantee it's ingrained in everybody, and it's part of the mission statement.
Party again, party again, party again.
She might work at Party City for all we know.
No wonder.
Party, party, party.
That's why they have access to balloons.
Let's
no
all
wonder
get crazy.
They have so many parties.
Right. They're like, well, we got all these things in the back. Listen.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to say jerk. And the only reason I can say jerk and think jerk is because when her time comes around, are they then going to go, hey, Shiesty over here don't like that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she doesn't even care. That she doesn't want them to, I mean, I get what you're saying. If it's her birthday, she's probably going, you don't need to celebrate me. I'm going to go celebrate with my family.
But they will.
And then she looks like she has a bad attitude, which I feel that way sometimes even. I'll speak on it at our job. Sometimes they try to do team stuff outside of kind of our little clique, if I'm being honest.
In our time.
Our clique of on-air people. We've been friends for years, and I'm like, I don't want to go do that on my spare time, but you're going to think I'm a bad employee if I don't show up. And I feel like that's a real emotion a lot of people feel at their jobs. It's like, so if I don't go to the team thing, now I look like a bad employee, but you're asking me to do something outside of work, and I get why you're asking to do that, but I have a life.
Like, I got to defend that, though.
I
got to defend that, because in a lot of cases, it tends to be, sure, on the company dime, but it's also on what?
Our time.
Company time to convenient for them. Convenient for them.
On their schedule,
on
not
their
ours.
Schedule, not
we
our.
Don't they don't work 8 to 5.
They don't ask people, hey, when's the best time for everybody to get together, do a little powwow, do something this? And this happens not just here, anywhere where people work. It might be on company dime, but it's also on company time. Mm-hmm. And if it's not on company time, it's at our time's expense whenever it's convenient for them.
Hey, let's have a party at 3 p.m. I'm like, well, you're still on the clock.
Why?
We're not. I'm like, of course you want to have a party at 3 p.m.
That's the defense.
Yeah, that is a defense.
That's the defense there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that's exactly going on here with coworker Connie.
Coworker Connie
wants
like
no
it.
Parts of that, bro.
She does not. And I don't blame her. 414-533-1037. And I like to have a positive work environment. I mean, I want to get along with everybody.
Agreed.
But I get so annoyed when they try to make us do stuff on, like you said, on our own time. That's the only reason I'm like, Connie, I feel you so hard. And now this isn't about time, though. This is about money.
This is about, and it's about not wanting to. She's like, I'm not trying to contribute.
I'm pitching in every month for these parties. Oh my God, the phones are going crazy.
I'm also not the guy that wants to bring something to the potluck, right? But I'm still going to show up to eat. I want to come. I just don't want to bring
that. I feel that so hard.
I'll pull up. I just don't want to do nothing for it.
I feel that so hard. All right. 414-533-1037. Coworker Connie does not want to pitch in for these work parties anymore. She's like, I just want to keep work and personal separate. Is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Coworker Connie wants to know if she's the jerk for not pitching in for work parties. She's like, I have a full life at home. I try not to mix work and personal, but they keep trying with this team building and camaraderie, and I just want to go home. I don't want to pitch in anymore.
And it's not that she can't afford it. She just really don't want to be a part of it.
Every month they're doing birthday parties, work anniversary parties, just because somebody made a big sale.
Just because it's Tuesday parties. Yeah.
We're all friends. And she's like, that's great, but can I go home?
But we're not friends, though. That's the thing, y'all.
Let's start with Sandy and Milwaukee this morning on 7. Hi, Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning, DZ and Allie.
Hi. Hey. All right. Is coworker Connie a jerk for not pitching in for these work parties?
I'm going to say not the jerk.
Ooh, why?
Well.
I'm kind of in a similar situation at my job where there's always a celebration. And the sad part is it's never in town. It's always in another state.
Oh, so
and they want us to travel. And
what?
I don't have time for that.
What
I am one who likes to go. Yeah, like we just have meetings and like yearly parties. And I'm one that likes to go to work, do my job, and go home.
It's like when they have a morning show boot camp, which is it's a conference for radio people, right? Similar thing. And I've been, and you go, and most of the time you party. And it's not as much learning as you should, but I know what you're saying. Yes, you're saying I don't want to go party on my spare time. I want
like to
go home with my family.
Yeah, I don't need the birthday gifts, the anniversary gifts. Okay. Just pay me on my paycheck.
And then there's a lot of people, unfortunately, who that's a break from their family, unfortunately. And those are the people who love those trips.
Yeah, touche.
Unfortunately.
But companies don't like that, though. They think you're not a team player if you don't,
if you don't go.
So
if
I can see why people say jerk.
I couldn't agree more. That's the dilemma here, is that she's like, I want to, you know, be a good coworker, but I don't want to have to do all this extra stuff to be a good coworker.
One to two things a year, but when y'all are doing three things a month, that's too much. No, that's too much for
me. Twice a year, leave me alone.
Twice a year.
You don't have to celebrate my birthday, it's fine. Okay.
I really don't, yeah.
It's good.
Sandy's the 10 toes,
agree,
kicks
agree,
it all,
yeah.
Says not the jerk.
All right, thanks for calling, Sandy.
Thank you, have a good day.
You too.
Much love, bye.
All right, we're going to go to Saucy Sandra next. Lord, help us. Let me pull up the text line here and see what people think. Saucy, good morning.
Hey.
Morning. She's different for show
I am different.
Well, that's why I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. Is coworker Connie a jerk for not pitching into these work parties?
Okay, do we remember that episode? I believe it was Seinfeld where Elaine would not give money towards the people at the apartment because the apartment guy was retiring. And then they all had a party, and then everybody in the apartment hated Elaine.
No, but it's... I'm sure
somebody got it.
100% I love Seinfeld. I don't remember that episode, but let me tell you something. It's the same thing that you're saying. It's just very similar. What
it
happened?
It really is the same thing.
It's the same thing.
But I'm going to say she's not the jerk because she's protecting her peace and her time, and some people are introverted.
What?
And it is what it is.
Saucy.
However, I still think she's not a team player.
Right, okay.
I mean, come on. Suck it up, lady.
You're
still not the jerk.
Well, that's not fair. You're saying suck it up. And no, listen to this.
Suck it up and protect your peace?
How
you Midwest mean? What?
Come on. This is like when this is like when I went off about Slack and I said, I can't handle everyone messaging on Slack, their personal business. And everyone called in and I said, am I the jerk for being mad that people are celebrating their personal lives on our Slack channel, and everyone called in and said, no, they're using it wrong. It's, you need a social channel. You shouldn't be dealing with birthdays and crap at work on Slack. It's just another, you know. So we kind of talked about that then.
In a way, yeah.
It's different, but it's not. So somebody texted in and said, doesn't it seem that jobs that throw lots of parties are covering up for toxic culture?
I'll bet.
A pizza party isn't going to fix bad management.
I'll take the pizza, though, you know? Like, I'm
just
not,
on my time.
I'm not saying no. Just can we make it to go?
Pizza to go, thank
pizza
you.
Pizza to go.
So, Saucy, you're sticking with Not the Jerk.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with Not the Jerk, okay. But wow. I mean, you know, touche. I mean, if she feels a little bit guilty after this, that's on her.
That's on her. I hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay.
Heard.
Just saying.
Well, let's
much
see if,
love, guys.
Much love.
I saw his love.
We'll see if Sarai agrees with you and Racine this morning, because she's our last caller. Somebody texted in at 414-533-1037 and said, Not the Jerk, I'm the same. If I want to celebrate someone, I'll do it myself. I hate being constantly asked to chip in for people I don't even like or know. Wow.
That is the annoying part when you're
that
like,
is.
I don't know Ted like that. I ain't never really worked with him on no projects or nothing. Why am I throwing $20 at his birthday fund?
Tasha in Milwaukee texted in, is she living the real life office? That's a lot. I don't blame her. Not the Jerk.
Baby.
Hey, Sarai, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Doing good.
You going to sweep it up there with the vacuum or what today?
No way.
Well, I think that she's not the jerk. So I used to be the person at my last job who would just throw all the parties because I love making people happy. Like, I'm a people pleaser, and I hate that about myself.
So was your love language. You were trying to throw parties to kind of make a good time for everyone. Like,
right.
Host. It's like hosting.
So why are you saying not the jerk?
Yeah.
You should be saying jerk. You're the party thrower.
I don't get it.
Because I got upset and was like, why does no one want to participate in this? And my HR, like, she's my best friend. She's like, girl, sit down.
Oh, no.
You
close the door.
Expect everyone to love the way that you do and want to make people happy. She's like, sometimes people just can't afford it, and they just don't give a crap.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh.
Yes, like that coworker,
so
Connie.
Put it like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, now I get it. So I just quit doing it.
And it's not personal, Sarai. Like, when people, it's not personal. That's the thing. We're at work, and some people want to keep it at work. So that's why Not the Jerk for not pitching into work parties is how it's going to pan out today.
Not the Jerk sweet.
Work is not personal. They don't go to. There's a reason we have things that make work and personal separate.
Listen,
you know.
Sarai's friend pulled her aside and said, "Sarai, don't nobody want to come to that ice cream social. Put it away."
Can I?
Exactly.
I don't know what her name is, but I want her to run for president. Your HR girl for president.
What's her name?
I loved her. Her name was Rose.
Well, Rose for president.
Rose ain't afraid to tell you that nobody wants to come to the party, and I love her already.
And she wasn't. I loved her. She was, like, so honest, and she didn't care if she hurt people's feelings.
Well, you can't in HR. Yeah. You can't in HR. You got it. It's business.
Thick
you know
skin.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, all right. Well, shout out to her.
Wow. And shout out to you. You work it out today, Sarai. Sweet.
Yeah. Thanks for changing your mind and coming around to the other side and realizing people have lives, too. So. We love you, Sarai.
Sometimes you just need your point of view.
And don't take it personally. Don't take it personally when people don't want to hang out with you.
Most important part. Now go take care of that screaming baby.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, bye.
All right, so Not the Jerk for pitching in to work parties. She doesn't want to do it anymore. She's like, I'm done. I don't want to do it.
Thought at least one person would have said jerk.
Well, they all, because they're doing, this is the thing about the moral dilemma. We get to say what we're thinking, finally, versus what we're supposed to do, which is what was Connie's issue. Connie's issue is, I was supposed to go in and participate, but I don't want to. The moral dilemma.
So I'm not going to.
No, so yeah, exactly.
Like Saucy said, she respects it.
Yeah.
She respects it, even though you might feel bad about it later.
There is one jerk on the text line.
One?
Natalie said jerk. It's not like they're specifically sending the donate money to her. She's probably just tired of the whole emails that go to everybody. I don't know.
And when, who knows who is actually and isn't donating, right?
Yeah.
She must just feel some type of way because most people participate.
Mm-hmm. Most people are saying not the jerk, though, on the text line.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to give away these tickets to Six Flags Great America. It is Fright Fest time, everybody. Spooky season is here. You're allowed to buy pumpkins. You're allowed to buy costumes now. It's September.
Our pumpkins are giant in our yard, dog.
Oh,
we're in the thick of it.
I need a picture, man.
It's a patch. I'll show it to you.
Okay,
it's a pumpkin
good.
Patch.
We're going to give away these tickets, a 4-pack to Fright Fest, Six Flags Great America, 414-533-1037. We're going to take caller. I'm going to go with caller 40 today.
Whoa.
I don't know why. Don't ask.
Feels spooky, though.
You are going to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America. 414-533-1037. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ, baby. Good
Wepa.
Luck. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ giving away Fright Fest tickets, baby. Four of them, to be exact. Pull up Salise in Milwaukee. Hey.
Morning.
Hi.
Am I saying your name right? Because I'm going to say it till I get it right.
That part. Same.
It's Shay and Lise. Like when you're going to lease a car,
Shay-lease. Shay-lease.
Shay or Say?
Shay-lease. Whoever's saying hi. Say. Hi.
Say-lease.
Hi.
It's me, Christian.
What up, Christian?
Hi, kid.
See, dog.
Well, you, good news, are caller 40.
Hey. Fright Fest.
The kids are going to be happy. You got four passes to Fright Fest at Six Flags Great America, everybody. You guys excited?
Yes, we're very excited.
And you guys are qualified for 2026 season passes to Six Flags Great America. Somebody from this week's going to win those. So.
Hey, low-key, that includes the water park access, too, all the extra little it is dope.
I forget about the water park.
Hurricane Harbor. Don't forget about Hurricane Harbor.
Oh, you guys are going to have so much fun. We'll enjoy Fright
Fest.
We're
so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome, y'all.
You're so welcome. Have a great time. Good luck winning the season passes. Somebody's going to be in touch.
Bye, Ali.
Bye. Bye, y'all. Much love, y'all.
Bye. Man, I love people who are on the move. They're like, good. We got stuff to do and we got to go.
All right, y'all. So we got to get him out the car now. Christian, get about. Say bye.
I'm like, okay, peace out.
Now that you heard me win, mommy's going to celebrate.
Thank
you got to go to school. Bye.
We'll have another chance for that tomorrow.
Woo.
Okay, now, DZ, I have to tell you something crazy.
Holla at me.
Listen to this.
What's good?
They say that over half of us say cleaning is our love language. What the hell?
Half of who?
Half of America. Hold on.
Oh, okay. I'm Colombian. See, that's got it. See,
stop,
there's a difference.
It.
Yep. Nope.
Stop it right now.
Half of y'all.
I had to bring this up because I never clean quite.
The talk.
Until it's really bad and then I have to, you know?
I actually do not. All seriousness, I do enjoy cleaning.
You do.
I
know.
Like,
you're
it.
A cleaner, like, but you're like almost. I don't like to misuse OCD because it is a real disorder. But
yeah.
You go.
I've got tendencies
above and beyond when you clean.
I'm undiagnosed, but there's definitely like tinges where I'm like, if I were to go to the doctor and holler at him for long enough, they'd probably tell me I got something.
You go a little too far sometimes.
Well, clean
right?
A little too good, maybe some people would say. Just because you don't clean the same that I do, I don't disrespect the way you clean.
True. You know what? Fine. You're right. You're right. But I get why cleaning would make people. This is why women always say, well, if I would come home and, you know,
the
house was clean.
Things were picked up.
You'd get more love from me. You hear women say stuff like, you know, is
dudes
that
dudes probably
thing?
Feel the same way.
That cleaning is their love language?
Well, when you see clutter in the home, it creates clutter in the mind. I hate, I always feel exponentially more exasperated, frustrated when I can't even step around the house because there's toys thrown all over the place. And granted, we've got two young, very rambunctious
boys. Yeah, they're
boys
not going anywhere.
Of 2 and 4. So we just got to keep keeping on with that. I enjoy cleaning. It's not a love language, though. I'd be dang if I were ever to go, dang, I just feel all that loving because you wiped that counter down. No, it's something we got to do to maintain our life. Like, do you want to live in squalor? Because I don't.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But somebody's enjoying it. They say that forget the words of affirmation or physical touch. 54% of people say cleaning is their love language. I'm dying at this. 85% people consider cleaning up for someone else an act of love. So interesting.
So is that kind of like an act of service then? Acts of service?
Yes.
Cleaning?
It has to be because I have a good friend who came over to my house. I'll never forget this. This was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she, what was she doing? Was she babysitting for me? We're both single moms. So we would watch our kids
hold
for
each other. Down, yeah.
And I don't remember if she came over to help me with something while I went to an appointment, but I came home and she had cleaned my entire bathroom.
Oh, nice. Ooh, the bathroom too? Ooh.
And I came home and I was like, oh my God, that's so nice. And she had washed the rugs and done all this stuff, right? And she was like, I was like, why did you,
How'd
do,
you
that?
Do that?
She's like, oh, I just figured because she would have loved it.
Love language. Her love language is being cleaned for.
Because she wanted somebody to come clean her bathroom. I'm not saying I wasn't grateful, but I kind of came home and I was like, I know you did that for me, but I don't.
Nope.
That didn't. That was. It's your love. Your love language, right? And then I look like a bee, right? If I'm not like, oh my God, thank you. But I was like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, no, you didn't. I almost didn't want you to. I don't want nobody to give me no love by cleaning my stuff for me, saying, hey, your stuff
and
is
then
messy.
I felt bad.
Now I feel bad because I'm like, oh, was it?
And she's
did
like,
you notice?
Did you see how great your bathroom looks? I'm like, thanks. Yeah. It didn't bug me to begin with.
No lie, my mom, and I love my mother, Catalina, shout out to you.
Yeah.
One of her love languages is, you know, acts of service, cleaning, cooking, stuff like that, where as a child, it's just like, that's your mother.
She's
right?
Your mom. She's momming.
She's momming, right? Yeah. But no, as you grow up, she's walked into our house just for a visit.
And starts cleaning?
Goes and starts
my
cleaning.
Mom
and I'm like,
used
mom,
to do
please,
that.
Please, please just sit down, bro. Be a grandma, dog.
Okay, wait. People would kill to have moms like that, by the way, because my mom would do that. She just doesn't do it as much anymore. She's gotten older. She would come into my house and just start cleaning and be like, this is disgusting. And I'd be like, whatever, mom.
Makes me feel bad. And it's not just my mother. If anybody were to come in, friends were to come in and go, oh, I dusted your whatever, I'd be like, oh, was it dusty?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Listen to this. 2 in 3 people say they've been turned off by somebody's messy house, and they've even ended a relationship because of someone's lack of cleanliness.
What?
I've never ended a relationship because somebody didn't clean, but I mean, I guess I wouldn't end up in a relationship with somebody that dirty.
It was dirty.
You'd have to get there first.
You'd have to be a hoarder for me to be like, oh, this is dirty.
Thank you. You'd have to be a real hoarder for me to judge that.
I could be silently judgmental, but I'm never going to walk into somebody's home like my mother used to make me feel and start checking dust, looking in the bathroom, going, they didn't clean their toilet.
Right.
Somebody done opened their house to you and showed you so much love. They've let you in, broken bread with you, literally let you into the sanctity of their home.
Into their bathroom of all the most private of privates.
And you're disrespecting by looking up in the shower, checking for stains and going, look at that.
Look at the rust.
Bro, what?
No, thank you.
I'm sorry. You could go, ooh, that's rusty, but you ain't going to sit there and go, this is terrible. Ew.
We'll go to the phones. You can call or text 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Allison in Racine.
Oh, Allison. Hey. Good morning. Remember, no naughty words. Yeah. Remember, you're on probation still. Don't forget.
You still got your theme song, though.
Okay. She is on fire with that mouth. Let me
might
tell
be
you.
Suspended.
You gotta worry about that mouth on this air.
This girl got suspended
for swearing on the radio.
No jokes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Fam. Okay, you hear this? Two. They say that this is like over half of Americans say cleaning is their love language. Is this for real?
They're insane.
Thank you. Thank you, Allison. Great points. Great points.
Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Like, it's something you just got to do. It's like a verb. It's something you do.
No,
what?
Thanks.
Yes.
Well, you, go ahead, Allison. Go ahead.
My act of service or act of love is definitely food. Mm. If I love you or like you, come to my house. I'm going to feed you.
Yeah.
If I see you somewhere, I'm bringing you cookies. If I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, you're getting a loaf of bread. This is what I do.
A loaf of bread. So you're the food girl.
Well, Allison, we haven't seen you in a while. Sounds
Allison,
like you got some bacon to do.
Do you need the radio station address? Or
what's going on?
I haven't thought about this, so you just wait. It may happen. As soon as I get a little slow and have
Allison,
some extra time.
There's only room for one Allison in this building. I'm already about to. It's too much Allison for one building.
There's competition if one of them Allisons is bringing baked treats, though.
All right, Allison, I'll be looking for that loaf of bread.
If I bring my keto treats, I think you'd be approved.
Then DZ's in trouble. Hold on, Allison.
Girl.
All of a sudden, there's room for two Allisons.
Unbelievable. The phones are going crazy, and I hope they all have things they want to bring us. Allison, thanks for calling.
We love you, Brett.
One thing really quick.
Yes.
Just a real sweet thing because of what the anniversary is today and what happened yesterday.
What?
I just want to send a shout out to love everyone. We need to love each other. We are all human beings. Thoughts and prayers are with everyone on this anniversary.
Yeah,
we can talk about September 11th.
We need to love each other.
Well, today's about love
and
respect.
100%, but you know we don't talk about politics for the most part of the show. A lot of other things have happened.
That's why I just said.
And a lot of other things that have happened and nothing has been said about it that are just as heartbreaking. So I agree. September 11th, we've talked about a little bit on the show this morning. We even talked about how people forget or that your kids have no idea what September 11th is. They learn in history books. Now, you know, they don't even relate.
Exactly.
So appreciate the positivity, Allison. All love. Thank
Beautifully
you.
Beautifully said, Allison.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Love you.
Love you back.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 414-533-1037. We're talking about how Americans say cleaning is their love language. Over half of us.
No.
No way. All right, we're going to talk to you next. Cleaning affects your love life. It's a thing. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So they're saying that even though there are five love languages, which we've talked about, words of affirmation, mm-hmm. quality time, mm-hmm. physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts, they're saying that more than half of Americans say their love language is cleaning, which is really an act of service.
It's an act
service.
Of service,
yeah.
For sure. It's one of many acts of service, but cleaning to me does not really define part of a love language.
No, but they said cleaning can be a turn on, and those who never do it can give us the ick, and that can ruin relationships, and that 85% of people see cleaning up for someone as an act of love. It's like I said, my friend came and cleaned my bathroom, and she was expressing love.
Now, does this mean somebody that never cleans ever, or nobody that, or one person that doesn't clean in the partnership, relationship, whatever it is? You know what I mean?
I don't think it matters.
One's a hoarder, one's just a bad partner.
I don't think it matters. They said that almost 3/4 of us say sharing chores is even more romantic than giving gifts.
Fair. Okay, wait, I can see how it's like, all right, well, I have to do the dishes every single day.
Can hire
day.
A cleaning lady. That'll turn me on.
What's up?
Now we're talking, baby.
Ooh, now I'm turned on. Hit them
okay.
switches. Zoop, 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 zoop.
Fix it into the budget, baby.
Listen. McDonald's money can go if we go start getting
the
cleaning lady.
I'll give up Diet Cokes for a day.
A day? You're going to be a little more than a day.
No, but. a day would pay for one cleaning lady a week.
For you? For you? Yeah. Diet
I drink
Coke
that much Diet Coke. Okay, let's go to Ashley in West Dallas.
True.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
She said she has two stories about cleaning being a love language. I'm like, what?
Well, hey now, go ahead.
Hey, Ashley, what do you got for us?
First, I want to say, in my opinion, cleaning is not a love language for me. I don't come home every day and do my laundry and do the dishes, scrub my floors. But, you know, there has to be like a level. So that's where I'm getting at here.
Sure.
I am single. And of course, I've been on many dates. I've been in a dating life.
I'll preach.
Yes. Yeah, so years back, there was a guy I was dating for a few months. And the very first time I was ready to like actually come and spend the night, watch a movie, whatever.
Yeah.
His place was so disgusting because he was breeding puppies.
Oh, even worse. Now I'm turned off even more.
Weird.
Oh, God. He's a breeder.
Yes. He was breeding little puppies and he was so gross that he was allowing them to poop and pee all
Anywhere. Over
everywhere. Bedroom floor.
Oh, he was just lazy.
Yep.
He was just lazy.
He was just making it easy for him.
He wasn't taking him. He was lazy. And that's a big turn off.
That's a bad breeder. I'm not trying to talk trash.
Horrible
like,
breeder.
Oh my gosh. It was disgusting. It was such a turn off. And like in the middle of the night, I would have to use the bathroom. And I'm like stepping all over. Like my socks.
Oh my God. This is like when I go into a guy's bathroom, they have a litter box. A cat litter box. I'm like, I can't.
Nope.
I can't do it because you know I'm not a fan of cats. I'm like, I can't. I can't even do this anymore.
Litter boxes like, and puppies, please? Dogs, whatever. No, not in a room.
I
not
can't
in a room.
Do it.
Nope.
I can't
nope.
Do
nope.
It.
Nope.
No, how do you sleep with that aroma in the bedroom?
Well, you don't.
How long? So, were you just shocked that when you went to his house and you didn't know he was this disgusting? You really didn't know? Like, when you went out with him on dates, was he presentable?
Oh, very presentable.
Weird.
Yeah. He even showed me pictures of these cute puppies, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to meet them. And then when he shows me his house,
these aren't the same puppies.
That is interesting. So he was
you got catfished with puppies.
Oh, my God.
That's actually funny, DZ.
Hell no. They were due because they're in their own like urine and stuff. It was just disgusting.
Oh, he's horrible.
Yeah, no, that was a wrap. How long did that last for you? Or not last, I should say.
I think like after a week, I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I let it off
you just
easy.
Let it go.
You couldn't, yeah. And you wouldn't say come to my house because he's got to take care of the puppies.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. There's a level for sure. Don't let and everything on the floor. But then I'm not like scrubbing my floors and vacuuming every day either. Like,
right.
There's a
lot. Same.
You're not a neat freak, but
same,
you're also not letting your dog poop anywhere and everywhere.
That's not, I mean, the health department will come in and be like, what the heck?
Can't
you know,
that.
Seriously, you can't live in urine and feces. That's disgusting.
Even
like,
with
that's
puppies,
not acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That is, you clean that up.
This
period.
Took a turn, boy.
And then there's like the one other situation I've been in where I've been in someone's house, another situation where I was dating someone. Their house, for the most part, was pretty clean, but then you go in the bedroom. And I kid you not, like the whole bed set smelled of horrible odors. So it gave me the impression that he never washes his bed, his sheets and blankets.
What did it smell like? Like sweat? Like guy? Like locker room? Oh, yeah. Like what?
Oh, yeah, I would say BO and sweat.
Yeah. Never opened a window. Musty draws.
But yep. Sometimes, musty. Dude, I'll get out of the shower. I'm not even going to lie. And sometimes I'm like, it smells like a locker room in this house. And I can smell my kids. And I'm like, everybody in the shower now.
I don't miss them days in sports. That's for sure,
you have
dog.
And the sheets can start to stink, too. God. It's so true, girl. Oh, man.
So there's it's not even my love language, but I mean, there's a level, you know?
Yeah. Ashley, we hate to say it, but cleaning might be your love
language. Yeah, cleaning might be. Yeah. I mean, you're ending things over cleaning, girl.
Come on now.
Come to terms with it. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You know, it's crazy that it has been 24 years. It is September 11th. I bet you there's people that woke up and forgot it was September 11th because it's been 24 years.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I got to the 10th before I was like, oh, dang.
Tomorrow's September 11th.
And I know not everybody's like that. Some people got better memories than us. But yeah, some people woke up today and went, oh,
my goodness.
Oh, dang.
You know, and it's crazy because you always think about where you were. We talked about that for years. What did you do? What happened? And now we've got our own kids who have no memory and they're learning about it in history books. I mean, I asked my kids, I'm like, do you know about September 11th? They're like, yeah, a little. Like, we learned about it in social studies. I'm like, okay. Because we've had so many tragedies we've had so many other things happen in 24 years. The world's gotten even more violent. So it's like, we'll never forget. That's for sure.
That's true.
But it has been 24 years. I lived in Wausau when that happened. I was on the radio in Wausau. I was 21, and I'll never forget. I was asleep because I did nights.
Oh, so you were knocked when the news broke.
I did 6 to 11 p.m. on the radio then. I was a kid. And so everyone was calling me going, did you see what happened? Turn on the tube.
Turn on the
tube. I'm being dramatic. Turn on the TV.
Hey, turn on the tube for real.
Because you literally got up and turned on the TV
to
see what was happening because we didn't have smartphones.
No. Oh, no.
We didn't have smartphones to deliver the immediate. We had to watch the TV like everyone else and see the planes crash into the World Trade Centers. And if the kids don't know how traumatic that was for all of us to watch these gigantic American Airlines planes fly into buildings that people
buildings
were working at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. It was traumatic, along with everyone who died, all the first responders who tried to save people and died when those buildings collapsed. It was a horrible, horrible day in America.
Very much
so. You know? So when I think about it, it's crazy, but we're 24 years out.
Our four-year-old has no clue what happened, right? You know, when he was born, it was 20 years.
Neither do Owen and Hudson.
And 4 years have passed, and he still has zero education on it. Why? Because he doesn't need any education on it right now. He can't conceptualize what that was or that it really happened, right? Mm-hmm. Your kids have learned about it because the little older
because of social
in school,
studies.
Social studies. Yeah. There's no chance you're going to teach a 4 or 5 year old.
What are you going to say?
And I got to thinking, I was like, what are they going to do in school today, right?
I mean, history now.
It's history, but
it's like a war. It's like you learn about all the other ways that we've died and sacrificed or people have, you know, what has led to a war or whatever. We learn about those. We don't remember things that happened.
Yeah.
Our parents do.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I don't think there's a 9/11 coloring sheet. You know what I mean?
No, there's like, not. There's not.
Doubtful.
You don't. I mean, I'm with you. I understand. And maybe had we been closer to September 11th?
Maybe.
If 5 years out, you know, it might have been different the way you deal with Sammy, you know, but I'm Owen and Hudson, 12 and 14,
nothing.
No memory other than what they've been taught in social studies. And even when I try to explain to them, they're kind of like, okay, it's like when our parents talk to us about history.
Right.
Think about it. They're like, so
in the Great Depression,
the Depression and the Vietnam War, and here's what happened, and we're like,
well, hearing about the craziness that was the Colombia that was in the 90s, the Pablo Escobar era, the one that everybody fantasizes and makes TV shows out of. I come from that Colombia. I wasn't raised in that Colombia. My parents got me out of that Colombia because of how crazy it was.
Right.
I know the history, I know the things, but I didn't experience that because I was a baby. I was 3 years old.
So you can hear about it, but it's not not the same.
I could hear about whatever experience I was a part of, but I don't remember or recall that, just like our kids are, or our kids do. My little sister, who was born 6 days after 9/11 in 2001, she has zero idea.
What's that like when your mom was pregnant on 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing it didn't send her into labor, the way everyone was so stressed,
True.
You know, stressed out. But she had your sister 6 days later, huh?
6 days later.
Do you guys always talk about that? Like, that correlates around that time?
Nope.
Or it doesn't even...
Nope.
Does Angie even understand she was born right after September 11th?
Yeah, she definitely understands because, again, she's been, you know, not indoctrinated, but more or less taught it through school. So
sure.
she gets it. Oh, the year I was born was especially September. Any September birthday in 2001, that's part of your birthday psyche.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like we ever really discussed it around her birthday, at home even. And I remember I got more of the experience for what 9/11 was for the world through school.
Yeah.
Because we cut the TV on. I was in third, fourth grade.
How old were you when it happened? You were in third?
Like eight, I was like 8 or 9. I was 8 turning
Got
9.
It.
My little sister was 8. I was 8 when my little sister was born.
Excuse Got
me.
It.
So I was 8 turning 9. I was in like third or fourth grade, whatever. Our teachers go,
did
hey.
Did it mean anything? Like, what did you think when you, do you, what was your thought as a kid?
I remember as a kid, you know, being a little bit older, I knew something really severe was going on.
Were you
but
scared?
At the same time, it looked like an action movie. I personally wasn't scared because my teacher let me know, hey, this is also happening in New York, right? So I went, oh, this is really far.
A lot of people were scared at the time, though, because it was like, well, you had the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. You had the D.C. It was like, or are they going
the
other
Pentagon.
Cities?
And it was like, is this now a mass attack everywhere?
Yeah.
And that was what I remember going, wait, so if this is such a big attack, right, this is huge. This is clearly like going to change everybody's life right now.
Terrorist attack, yeah.
I knew what it was then and there, right, in third grade. But I remember thinking, are we going to see any of like the smoke? Are we going to see any of the fire? Because when the buildings collapsed, that's what stood out to me the most. I was like, oh, that's about to engulf that entire area.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see that from the Midwest?
Mm-hmm.
No, but as a third grader.
No, and you're still having all of the things that, you know, people have dealt with, the cancer from all of the dust and the buildings collapsing, and so much happened. But September 11th today, it marks 24 years since 9/11, where we had four different terrorist attacks that day is how they explain it. Because I'm like, yeah, my kids have learned in school. You were a kid. You weren't even an adult.
No, not at all.
I was barely an adult when it happened.
I wasn't double digits age yet. I was literally 8 turning 9.
It was crazy. It was a crazy time in America. So 24 years, and we say never forget, so we're always going to talk about it. But it gets weird as time goes on, you know? We
the
say never
pass.
Forget, but you have to talk about it to keep it in the memory, you know? I mean, we have the World Trade Center. We have
the
memorial in New York City, you know, so that's nice that we have that there now. But, you know, it's funny, even just watching old movies and I see the World Trade Centers and I'm like, oh, this is so weird. Sex and the City had the World Trade Centers in their intro before, because it was a New York show and they pulled the World Trade Centers out of the intro. I'll never forget that.
When they moved the Biggie line, the up like the World Trade line was like, oop, too sensitive.
Yeah,
let's,
you had to move all those things.
Let's mute that. That's no longer okay to say. But yeah, gee, I remember all of this.
Oh my gosh, let's see who's calling here on 3. We'll go to the phones. 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Hi, good morning, it's Bella.
Hi, Bella.
Hey, Bella.
We're talking about 9/11. We're still going to give you your theme song. Somebody said, Lala texted in, I was 11 on 9/11. Oh, weird.
Crazy age.
I was a freshman in college.
You were? What do you remember?
I remember sitting in front of the tube.
Yep, the tube. Does this sound funny? The TV. Because we had to go to the TV. We didn't have smartphones yet.
The telly. Yep.
It makes us, people don't understand how we had to, you guys, we had nothing. You have no idea how we lived our life.
Y'all don't know nothing about rear projector
you
screens.
You don't know nothing about the landline. Don't get me started.
Back when big screens weighed 2,000 pounds.
No, but Bella, you were in college. Where were you in college at?
At Parkside.
Okay, got it. Go on.
I was getting ready to travel for our sport team, and then all of a sudden, since we saw this on TV, like, what is this? Is this like a joke? What's happening?
And then the chaos ensued, and my boyfriend at the time lived in Chicago, and so there was, like, chaos considering, like, they were saying things were happening in Chicago, and it was like, get him out of the city.
Yeah.
So it was a really wild, really wild time.
That's right. Yeah, because I was up in northern Wisconsin. You were near a big city. You and DZ both would have been in between Chicago and Milwaukee at the time.
Big cities freaked out.
That would have scared me. Yeah.
It was very scary.
Wow. Listen to this. Somebody texted in and said, I wasn't alive for 9/11, but I still have kids. So you guys, that's how long it's been. You think about it, you're 20 years old, you're 22, could have a kid or two.
Yeah.
So there are people who weren't alive that also, we have two whole generations that thing with 9/11. As time goes on.
My little sister, 23, turning 24, don't got kids, but she definitely could.
She could. She wouldn't remember it.
No. Oh, wow.
Oh, and there's
today's my nephew's birthday, and so the poor kid, I think he's 33 today, like he's always His birthday got trumped by that a little bit.
He was old enough
to where he could have a kid.
Yeah, more than old enough for sure.
Oh, and they have
more than old enough.
They have memorials. I should have said this in Pennsylvania and at the Pentagon as well. Not just the World Trade Center. They've done them everywhere now. So
okay, for the attacks on the
crazy.
On the day.
So you were in. So then I assume you didn't travel after that,
right?
No, we did not.
Yeah. Canceled.
Everything was shut down. There was no traveling. And I should tell my kids. My kids will be mind blown if I tell them the whole reason we take our shoes off is 9/11. Now we don't anymore. Thank God. It took 24 years to get that reverse. We just reversed it. So my kids have I was trying to explain to them without sounding old. Do you understand that we used to walk up to the gate and let people get on the plane before 9/11? I would walk to the gate to pick people up.
Nope.
And then 9/11 changed all of our TSA. Like
They don't know nothing about none of that. Literally, it changed TSA for history. For
the
sure.
The whole shoes off was 9/11.
Yep.
Period.
Wow.
So there's just...
Oh, we are old.
We are old.
Oh,
you know what? Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
y'all
Bella.
Are old. Not me. Bye. Much love.
Bye. Somebody texted in. My son was born September 11th, 2011.
Dang.
He's 14 today, so he was born on
the 10-year
anniversary.
Wow. I mean, people are born every day, obviously, but yeah, having a 9/11 birthday is a little different. I got a few friends that got 9/11 birthdays, actually.
Yeah, it says somebody texted in, I was 22 and had flown home from Boston on September 10th.
Whoa.
I never called my parents to let them know I was home.
Oh, that gave me chills.
I woke up on the 11th to my phone ringing off the hook. When I answered, my dad said, oh my God, you're home. Turn on your TV.
That gave me chills. Oh my Lord.
He said, I sat to the whole day glued to the TV. Yeah, everybody did that day.
I remember being
like, what do I do on the, do I come to work? Am I on the radio today? Like, I remember us all being like, what do we do? What do we do?
And everybody's life went into like
so
specialty
weird.
Programming, bro. We didn't do school the rest of the day.
Weird.
We just watched the TV. We talked about it.
Oh yeah,
school,
you, class you were was in
done.
School.
The day was fresh, bro. We still had a whole day to go. Mm. And it's not like they just let us go. No, now the curriculum turned into, so this is what happened, and this is how we processed. People were crying. Teachers were crying. People were coming in and out of classrooms. Like, it was chaos, and as a kid, you're just like, whoa, this is serious.
Yeah, listen to this. Kathy in South Milwaukee said that she worked for U.S. Bank at the time, and so she worked next to the tower downtown. And she said, we were terrified it could happen to the tall buildings in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone was scared.
I'm sure to this day, there's people that look at tall buildings and go, nope.
Somebody's saying the shoe thing was not for 9/11. It was for the shoe bomber. No, we started doing the shoes after 9/11.
Again, I'm a default to you on that one. I was 8.
I mean, unless I'm losing my mind.
I know it changed TSA and honestly changed the way we fly.
It changed everything. We used to walk up to the gate until September 11th.
I remember walking up all the way.
There was no security checkpoints. That wasn't a thing.
It was a very light here.
Maybe you did go through, but it wasn't much. Because now that I'm thinking about
they
it,
had
hold
security,
on.
But it wasn't
they
TSA.
Security, but it was not the TSA because the guys walked. We had images of the bombers and the guys who took over the plane walking through the security. Now that I'm remembering the images
at the
airport
until September 11th, non-ticketed passengers could walk through the gate with people. Now you can't do that.
That's what it was. Thank you.
You can't do that no more.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to have a ticket.
Yeah,
and you have to do 900 other things,
like take your shoes off and the belt and go through the metal detectors and the little machine that goes around your whole body.
Yeah, crazy. All right. Well, September 11th, 24 years, we will never forget.
Never. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got to move on. We have to move on. Like any loss, grand or small, personal, you know, grand world, We move on, but we definitely never forget.
Yeah, never, never, never. Somebody said, I worked at the airport on 9/11. Oh, my goodness.
Yo.
I've never heard in my life heard Mitchell International so quiet.
Wow.
They said you could also smoke in the airport at that time. Oh, my gosh.
You could?
Yes, because, and they still had smoking rooms. I don't remember if you could smoke around everybody, but they definitely had smoking rooms you could go into and smoke.
That I don't remember.
Wow, that is a memory unlocked.
Wow.
You used to be able to smoke on planes, but don't. Now I don't remember that. I'm not that old.
You used to be able to smoke everywhere.
I'm not that old, okay?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Could you imagine leaving your own kid out of your will?
Ew, no.
That's what happened with a celebrity. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. It's Allie and Deezy. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. This is crazy. Hulk Hogan, who died recently, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. He was a big wrestler, for those of you that don't know. But Hulk Hogan, his will came out. He left his daughter, Brooke Hogan, out of it. The soul person, the sole beneficiary, is his son Nick Hogan.
Wow, whoa, wait.
He left nearly $5 million in assets to Nick Hogan.
He left Linda out to his ex-wife?
Well, she's his surviving. It says his widow is listed as the surviving spouse, I guess.
He got remarried?
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. Remember? Didn't he marry the girl who looked just like his daughter, which was disgusting? He was dating a girl. All I remember is Hulk Hogan. He was dating a girl that looked just like his daughter, and it grossed me out, and it grossed everybody out. And then things got weird between them. So I don't know about his $11 million homes in Florida, but sure, they were not listed.
Out in Tampa, yeah.
But he's got $200,000 in crypto. Cryptocurrency, $800,000 in personal and intellectual property, and $4 million in publicity rights.
Wow.
And a possible malpractice lawsuit. You know, I don't understand how that's all he has. How does Hulk Hogan got $4 million? I mean, this guy should have $50 million in the bank of his 50 years of being a celeb. Did he blow it all?
Yep.
He blew it all, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
No, and I remember
them
having shows, you know.
They had their own reality show.
The reality TV show, which is how I got to learn about the family, you know, the
Same.
Nick, the Brooke.
I wouldn't have known anything about them if it wasn't for the reality
show.
She
started working with, like, Scott Storch and became a music artist or whatever,
Yeah.
Yeah,
Brooke
remember
Hogan
that?
had a few songs out. His daughter, well, she's getting nothing.
Two songs, I'd call it. But a couple.
She had a few. Fine.
But she was out here. I know they had a falling off. I didn't realize it was because Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster over here, was dating somebody that looked like his daughter.
Yeah, listen to this. So he died in July. He was only 71, which is not that old, actually. He had a heart attack at 71.
Yeah, cardiac.
But then, yeah, Nick Hogan is the sole beneficiary. Brooke Hogan, get this, was asked to be removed from the will before his marriage to his new widow, Skye Daly. Okay, okay. Saying she didn't want to be caught in a financial battle.
Oh. Which is stepsister / stepmom.
Wow. So Brooke asked?
Wait, time out.
Brooke Hogan was not included as she asked to be removed from the will before he got married to this woman, saying she didn't want to be caught in the financial battle. I don't think anybody thought he was going to die this at 71, though, either. So I'm sure that was a shock.
That circled back and smacked me in the forehead. I thought he took her off before they got married. She asked to be taken off.
Brooke Hogan's claiming that her sacred quiet bond with her dad had never been broken.
Then why did she get asked to take off from the will?
Yeah.
If that secret quiet bond was annulled, something broke, girl.
Something's off. Maybe you decided not to have your money mixed together. Maybe that, because, you know, it's personal and business. Think about it. This is why people don't work with their family. This is why people break up with friends, break up with people when they go into business if you cannot keep it together. You know what I mean?
I can't look past this one, bro, because I couldn't and I wouldn't.
What do you mean?
Like, one, so now knowing that it wasn't Hulk that took, you know, his daughter off of the will, I'm like, okay, cool. Because, yeah, I couldn't physically do that. I don't care if you say you hate me to my face.
You'll never take your kids out of the will?
I would never take my children out of the will, or people that are in the will. If you're there, you're there, you're in it. You're getting something from me.
Totally.
Right? But then I didn't even think you could be asked to be removed from a will.
What
That's
if you're
new
estranged?
To me.
I mean...
That means you can be asked to be removed from a will?
I mean, I know somebody who... I'm not going to name, but they told somebody they had basically went to their parents and said, take me out of the will.
No way.
We don't want to be involved.
I don't think I realized.
That sounds crazy, but we're like, we'll take it.
I don't think I realized that was a thing to omit yourself. I thought whoever's will and testament was the sole person that could take or add people on.
DZ, you'd have to have a lot of money to ask to be omitted from a will.
Clearly we're not there yet.
Probably will we ever be there. But
speak for yourself.
This is the crazy story today that Hulk Hogan, we found out his daughter gets nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That was her
right?
choice, though. If it's her choice,
if she has to be removed, that's her choice. I agree.
I don't even theorize a scenario where I would ask to be removed from a will.
No, why? No, that's what I'm saying. You'd have to be so rich. That's what I'm saying. Only people with too much money are going to ask to be taken out of a will. Hence, Brooke Hogan's going, even if you take me out, I'll be fine. Because Nick, my brother, will give me, somebody will give me, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody
she's
will
like,
give me
I'll
money.
Be fine. Just take me out of it. I don't want to fight
Hogan.
With your wife.
I'm Brooke Hogan. That's what she's
going I don't know.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. All I know is hopefully that never happens to any of you guys out there.
Yeah, knock on wood, I guess.
If your parents even have anything. We're talking about people that have something.
I mean, but a will can exist for so many things. It's not just monetary. Right? Like, it's assets, it's property. Like, you're leaving your children something. There's a will and testament for any level of life. It's not just people that have something. It's not just people that are rich, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can always leave your babies, and if you got something of value to give them, a will could be, hey, you get my baseball cards that are worth, you know, $200, and little did you know, it's actually worth $2 million.
Natalie of Menominee Falls said she has to be removed from his will in 2023. Oh!
I didn't know.
2 years ago.
They were estranged, man.
But then they're saying that it was fine.
No, it wasn't.
Give me a break.
Cap.
It can't be fine. You're right. Why would it be fine if you're to be asked? You're right. That makes no sense.
We don't have the best relationships with our parents all the time, right?
Yeah,
like, I don't talk to my dad every single day. I can almost guarantee you I'm not off of his will.
You know what? Let's call him and ask.
Angel!
Let's call him and ask.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. check live view, and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.